The second of our two exclusive KGEZ Good Morning Show drill downs made possible by Dent Magic. Dent Magic is the Valley's leader in less invasive car repair. To Washington, D.C. and Bob Costantini.
Good morning, Bob.
Hey, John Robin, good morning. And we're going to get about, I just read, 88% of the solar eclipse today to check it out as the path of totality is off to the west and moves from Texas up into New England, and apparently up in New England, in Maine, they're expecting a perfect day for people to be able to see the eclipse of the sun as it fades off out into the ocean. And I don't know if I'll be around when the next one comes through the U.S., so there we go.
It's what? How many years from now? 20 years from now?
Well, at least 20 years to the next one in the United States. And, you know, who knows?
All right. Well,
the total path has only come across my way once in my lifetime, and that was in 1972. Yes, wow. When I was in high school. Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
And it didn't get really terribly dark, but it was an interesting sight to see. But I think the wife and I will be out with glasses, we hope, because the weather is supposed to be somewhat cloudy, maybe a hazy, but we should be able to see something at least.
Okay, if you don't, there's always YouTube.
Yes, that's right.
All right.
And you got about 4 minutes to really see the whole, the best of it.
Well, first thing we did this week is find out that Donald Trump has a plan for abortion. And it's not exactly what we expected him to do.
It's not a plan, in a sense. It is the former president with a statement out this morning, but also a video statement released on Truth Social, saying, quote, "My view now is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint. The states will determine by vote or legislation, or perhaps both. And whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state." And that's just one sentence from his statement. And he then went on to say, "Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be." So this is Donald Trump saying that he does not want what a lot of Republicans, at least, were hoping for to get out of him, was a 15-week limit, not a ban, but a limit, really, on abortion, which really was at the heart of the Mississippi case that was before the Supreme Court that ended up, well, the Dobbs case, that ended up overturning Roe versus Wade when the conservative justices took it farther than perhaps even the Chief Justice wanted it to go by overturning Roe v. Wade. But the 15-week limit in Mississippi was actually at the heart of that case. So even Lindsey Graham, a strong supporter of former President Trump, wanted a 15-week ban, and he had proposed it. Nikki Haley, the former Republican presidential candidate, thought a 15-week limit, if you were going to put a limit on it, was good. But you'll remember when he launched his 2024 re-election campaign or election campaign, the former president said he didn't think Republicans should try to set any kind of limit, that it was best left up to states. And this is what he has chosen to do. There was a lot of pressure on him to set some kind of limit, and you knew that he wasn't going to go for a six-week limit, which Florida has in place, and a lot of states, red states, have put in place. He wasn't going to go that, perhaps with that kind of short a limit, and you knew he would not obviously do much of anything else or a longer limit than 15 weeks. The question is, was he going to go along with the idea of Republicans, at least in Congress, proposing a 15-week limit on abortions? And he's decided to punt. I did read one where the Christian conservative has blasted him for this, but I just don't know if this will affect the opinion of evangelicals for him. And as I always like to tell you guys, you know, we know that abortion and having that kind of procedure is very personal. It is something that a lot of people will disagree about what it should be and when life begins, and those you know, seemingly unknowable questions that can be debated forever. But this, you know, the former president has decided he's not going to propose anything except leaving it up to the individual states. That doesn't mean, of course, that Democrats won't go after him and other Republicans as wanting to ban abortions entirely, or, you know, punish women who have abortions. They will go after the individual states, some of which seem to be saying, well, if you go out of state, we can track you or follow you and try to prosecute you in some way. And also the issue of whether or not medication abortions, medicine to bring, you know, medical abortion, medication abortions, can be delivered to states that do have bans on abortion, including near total bans like a place like Mississippi.
Bob, it was pointed out earlier, I think, that the former president has opposed abortion in many states. In fact, he has supported abortion bans in many states.
Yes.
How does that jibe with him saying, let's leave it all up to the states?
Well, interestingly enough, one of the reasons there was speculation and perhaps pressure on him to clarify his position was that when the 6-week Florida abortion ban was signed into law and has taken effect, it was signed by Ron DeSantis, who was a rival for the Republican nomination earlier this year and last year. But the you know, former President Trump said he didn't think a 6-week limit was good. Perhaps because, as we know, there are a lot of women who don't know they're pregnant by 6 weeks. And that's been one of the criticisms of that law and that kind of ban, but a number of other states, red-leaning states, have put a 6-week limitation in effect. So the speculation was that because he seemed to take issue with the Florida limit, the speculation and the pressure, again, was on whether Donald Trump would come out in favor of some kind of national limit, as, you know, I'm sure Lindsey Graham was hoping he would do. But that's not the case. He is, you know, he continues to boast on the campaign trail at his rallies that he was responsible for overturning Roe versus Wade with the 3 conservative justices he put on the court. So he likes to, you know, burnish his, you know, so-called pro-life credentials by talking about Roe versus Wade being overturned. However, again, he has decided that he's going to leave it up to the individual states, and the varieties and the issues of the laws that have been passed by the individual states ever since Roe v. Wade was overturned.
Yeah. On the other side of the ledger, President Biden heading out to Wisconsin today.
Yes, and in a big college town, he's bringing with him a new proposal for canceling some student debt. And this is based on interest that may have accrued while payments were not being made. All right? And that means that a number of people who have student debt who haven't made many payments whatsoever are suddenly finding that their loans are much more, their repayment of the loan is much more than the amount they borrowed. And this has happened over a couple of year period, as we'll recall, because of the pandemic. So the president is trying in some way to put a ruling out that might affect as many as 25 million Americans, that the accrued interest can be wiped out as far as the federal loans are concerned. Now, the actual lending companies that the government has contracted out to service those loans will supposedly be paid by Uncle Sam for the accrued interest, and that means that Uncle Sam is going to be footing the bill. So look for Republican-led states, Republican attorneys general, to try to stop this in court, as they stopped the broad plan for student loan cancellation that the president had put forth, and the Supreme Court rejected the idea that he had that kind of power without the support of Congress. And look for red states to try to stop this from happening as well. Most recently, you may recall, the president had put aside or canceled a significant amount, I think it was up to $10,000, of student debt for first responders. And that was under an actual federal law that was in effect before he even became president. There was a maneuver to be able to do that. So that hasn't been challenged. But look for this new initiative to be challenged again by Republican-led states.
And one more thing we should discuss
He's in Wisconsin, by the way, for the third time this year, in the wake of primary results that showed there are a lot of people in Wisconsin who are upset with the president over his handling of the Gaza war. And that's one of the reasons. There were 48,000 Democratic primary voters last Tuesday who voted for uncommitted delegation. And that shows that progressives in Wisconsin, and Madison is a home of a lot of progressives to begin with, and shows that there are people who are upset with him, and that could be very important to his reelection chances in November.
Did he signal anything about his conversation with Benjamin Netanyahu in messaging to them?
Well, he isn't speaking until later today.
Oh, okay.
However, the White House readout from last week was that it apparently was, the best way to put it, a very frank conversation whereby the president demanded certain things of Netanyahu, including one of the things that Netanyahu agreed to over the weekend was at least one more and perhaps other aid corridors into Gaza. And that comes after, of course, the 7 World Central Kitchen workers were killed in what were targeted airstrikes. There's no question about it, because there were 3 direct hits on vehicles more than a mile apart. And Israel has taken the blame for that by saying that there were reports that Hamas militants had commandeered the caravan, et cetera, et cetera. But in the wake of those killings, the president got on the phone with Netanyahu last Thursday and really pressed him to do certain things, and including the opening new aid corridors into Israel, and that seems to be what's going to happen.
Bob, as always, we appreciate your great reporting.
Sure.
And thank you for drilling down for us this morning.
All right, talk to you tomorrow. Take care, guys. Thanks.